Random House Audio presents Rabbit at Rest by John Updike. Read for you by Arthur Morey. Rabbit basks above that old remembered world, rich, at rest. Rabbit is rich. Food to the indolent is poison, not sustenance. Life and Times of Frederick Douglass. Chapter 1. F.L. Standing amid the tan, excited, post-Christmas crowd at the Southwest Florida Regional Airport, Rabbit Angstrom has a funny, sudden feeling that what he has come to meet, what's floating in unseen about to land, is not his son Nelson and daughter-in-law Prue and their two children, but something more ominous and intimately his own death. Shaped vaguely like an airplane. The sensation chills him, above and beyond the terminal air conditioning. But then, facing Nelson has made him feel uneasy for 30 years. The airport is relatively new. You drive to it off exit 21 of Interstate 75 down 3 miles of divided highway that, for all the skinny palms in rows and groomed two-green flat-bladed grass at its sides, seems to lead nowhere. There are no billboards or self-advertising roadside enterprises, or those low houses with cooling white-tile roofs that are built by the acre down here. You think you've made a mistake. An anxious red Camaro convertible is pushing in the rearview mirror. Harry, there's no need to speed. We're early, if anything. Janice, Rabbit's wife, said this to him.